Hey everybody, today I watched minute mark 42 through 49 of David Fincher's 1995 film Seven, starring Brad Pitt, Morgan Freeman, and Gwyneth Paltrow. This segment begins with where we left off, with Tracy, played by Gwyneth Paltrow, wondering where her husband went. She wakes up alone in bed, walks down the hall. He's nowhere to be seen. He's out investigating with Somerset. They decide to go and see Miss Gould, who is played by Julie Arislag. Arisgag. Oh my gosh, my handwriting is atrocious. Yeah, I could look this up real quick, and I'm going to do just that. Yes, it is indeed Arisgag. Yep. She's also been in Cheaper by the Dozen, starring Steve Martin, Outbreak, which also stars Morgan Freeman, and Freeway, starring Reese Witherspoon, and Kiefer Sutherland. Oh, those are those two names are Lithper's nightmares. Possibly, I don't know. Maybe. So they talk to her. She's torn apart. She's hysterical. She's in hysterics. But she notices that one of the paintings in her husband's office is upside down. So they head over to the office. They pull it up off the wall. Whoever's done this has taken great care to undo the screws and reattach them so that they'd be able to hang it up in exactly the same spot upside down. A lot of effort. It's because at first I had that exact thought. I was like, the hanging part, the super technically named hanging part, is in the exact correct place if you want to hang it in that configuration. So how is that upside down? They explain it. It's been remounted screw wise. So they're searching the back of it, looking for any other clues. He even cuts open the back. Somerset uses his switchblade to cut open the back. Now I don't know why Mills is so confused about the switchblade. He says, "What is that?" "It's a switchblade." What? He's a murder... Not a murder detective. He's a homicide detective. He's a murder detective. And he doesn't know what a switchblade is? Come on now. Or is he just really surprised that Somerset has one? I don't know. Cut open the back. Don't find anything there. But Somerset climbs up onto the dresser there. It's not a dresser. It's an office. The cabinet? Yeah, it's a cabinet. He climbs up on the cabinet, starts to dust for prints, and there are prints behind the painting. Where the painting once was on the wall, there are prints. Bring in the print squad. The print lab. The Astro Lab. They bring in the print lab. We've got a nice shot. I'm working with the UV light. It glows up beautifully. And there's a message in fingerprints on the wall. It says, "Help me." So they need to run these fingerprints, see if they get a match to anybody. They don't match Mr. Gould's, Eli Gould's. And the technician is basically like, "Hey, get out of here. It's going to take a long time. Just get out." He's more polite about it than that, but I know that's what he wanted to say. Just get out of here, guys. You're not helping me. You're not helping the computer. It's just doing its thing. Get out of here. So they go into the hallway and they fall asleep on the couch. We're treated with the Thursday morning title card on top of them, adorably asleep on the couch together, leaning towards one another. I don't know if they were actually leaning on each other, but it was close. They were approaching it. If they had about five more minutes, I think it would have happened. Captain comes in, He says, "Oh, wake up, Glimmer Twins." And I'm going to come back to that in a second. Going back before he tells him to get out. Did I even write down that he tells him to get out? Could have sworn I did. Oh yeah, I did. I did. They have a discussion about like what it is they're actually doing. What is their job about? And Somerset, who's been doing this for a while, basically says we gather information. We write everything down. We put it into neat stacks, and that's all. That's all we do. In the hopes that someday it might be used in a court case. We are picking up diamonds on a desert island, saving them in case we get rescued. So, I mean, they do have both sides of it. There's the negative side of it that we're never even going to be able to use all this stuff. But they are diamonds. They're finding excellent information. Just will it ever be used? That's the question. The best quote from this segment came shortly after this, and Somerset says, "So many corpses roll away unrevenged." Very nice line there. And Mills insists, "I know you feel it. I saw it. We're getting somewhere." And it was a very exciting revelation that finding those fingerprints behind the wall. So there is definitely something there. So they wake up, Glimmer Twins. I had to look up what that reference is. I'll get to that. So I want to read a little bit about it to fill this whole 10 minutes. Actually, I might not need to read all that much. There's a match to the fingerprints, and it's a guy who goes by the name Victor. His real name is Theodore Allen. He has a vast crime criminal history, and his lawyer is Eli Gould, the fella who was killed in that office, the guy whose office it is in which he was killed. But no, Mills and Somerset, they're not buying it. That's too convenient, right? There's this doesn't sound, he says, doesn't seem to be our guy. So the squad rolls out and they're off to pick up this Victor guy, the supposed perpetrator of these crimes, or at least this one crime, or at least a perpetrator of writing on the wall with his fingerprints. So let me take a step back. The Glimmer Twins, that's the end of the segment. So going back to the Glimmer Twins, I had to look this up, is the nickname for Mick Jagger and Keith Richards. And according to the Wikipedia page, Jagger and Richards adopted the nickname the Glimmer Twins after a vacation cruise they took to Brazil in December 1968 through January 1969 with their then girlfriends, Marianne Faithfull and Anita Pallenberg. Is that important? I don't know. An older English couple on the ship kept asking Richards and Jagger who they were. When they refused to reveal their identities, the woman reportedly kept asking, "Just give us a glimmer," as in give us a hint about who you are, which amused Jagger and Richards. So they started producing albums under that pseudonym, and the rest is history, I guess. I had never heard of that nickname until now. Well, I heard it the last time I watched this movie, but I didn't pick up on it that had any importance at all. Does it have importance? I don't know. All right, thanks for listening. Tweet me at jkire, that's JKIRE, and be sure to visit todayiwatched.com for more reviews all the time. See you next time for part 8.